Welcome back to Giants.com with your two-minute drill. He is Roman Oben. I am John Schmelk. The Giants coming off a very disappointing 25-24 loss to the Jacksonville Jaguars down in Jacksonville. Roman, where did the breakdowns happen?
Well, it was really that second half in terms of just a poor execution. When you're up 21-3 against a team like Jacksonville, you run the ball, you play solid defense, and you dictate what you can do on their side of the ball. Unfortunately, that did not happen. And secondly, John, you know, you can deal with Josh Brown missing a field goal. It's first one of the year. But when you spot the team 17 points, you know, 14 from offense, two touchdowns, it's hard for any team in the National Football League to recover from that. So, I mean, that's something that doesn't happen often. But again, that second half collapse and that put defense on their position to be on their heels again, trying to get the ball back or trying to stop Jacksonville offense, which they did not do.
Yeah, and one of the things coach likes to stress is protecting the football, and the Giants unfortunately did not do that on Sunday. Eli Manning, a couple of fumbles, the Larry Donnell fumble. Roman, how do you fix those issues moving forward?
Well, I think you've got to go back to the batting cage and you got to keep swinging. And, you know, this team's inability to recover from mistakes has kind of led to that. So it's not who makes the most plays or who out-executes, who recovers better from the mistakes. Because if you recover from those mistakes, you're not talking about the what if this happened, what if that happened, they would have won the game. So, but they've got to fix it right away because now you're down to the last quarter of the season.
Talk about the mindset here. This team now has lost seven straight games. They go to Tennessee, another road game in the AFC South next week. What's the mindset right now? How do they recover off a tough loss like this?
Well, I think, you know, you got that 24-hour rule in the NFL, and there's enough pride and there's enough leadership in that locker room in terms of defensively on Troy, offensively, you know, obviously Eli Manning, and those guys got to all rally the troops. There's still some good things to look at where this offense has come. And defensively, look, seven sacks last week. I mean, that's something you haven't seen in a while. So at least they're doing some formulas of what works in terms of winning football, but you've got to do it all together in one football game and play for 60 minutes.
Roman, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
That's all the time we have for the two-minute drill. We'll see you next time.